come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And originally, couples therapy was set up for people that were men and women and alike that were in relationships.
Right.
Like romantic relationships.
Romantic.
But we've added on also friendships.
Yeah, a couple
and
of friends.
Co-workers and whatnot. And today that's what we're going to do is help out Reed with his buddy Josh. Good morning, Reed.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. So what's going on with you and Josh?
Oh, man, my buddy Josh. What can I say? We go way back. We used to rage all the time together, man.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
That was my raging buddy, you know.
Okay.
We even went to UNL together.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we wanted to have a party that GBR style. Get wild, you know. We used to get wild, man.
Yes.
All right.
Meet some of those hot Nebraska girls, you know.
Okay.
Are you from Nebraska?
No. We are from Colorado.
Oh, okay.
We used to come out on game days with our families to go to the UNL game.
Oh, yeah, dang. Okay. We got a Colorado pair.
Nice.
Right. I'm surprised. They actually came here to infiltrate and cut tires. But
oh, that's probably.
No, we just wanted to rage.
Just having some fun.
Okay, all right. That's good.
All right. So what's,
and now?
Yeah, what's going on?
Josh has slowed down tremendously. He just got married.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, his wife is awesome. She likes to have fun and do a lot of different things, but he's just not the same wild animal anymore, you know?
Yeah.
This guy used to take shot after shot after shot, GBR, and
yeah.
Oh my God. Now he wears like sweaters like Carlton from the Fresh Prince. He's not the same guy.
Okay, so are you feeling like you lost your partner in crime, or what's up?
I feel like he's sedated. Bring him back to me.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you miss your buddy.
I didn't lose him. He's still around, and he used to be so wild
friend,
and fun.
So you want him to get a divorce so he could start being fun again. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe not divorce, but maybe get to the point where they need therapy.
Like okay. He's still in there. I know he
so
is.
So do we have this friend?
Have you
talked to him, by the way, really quick, Reed? I mean, like, do you guys still hang out?
Oh, yeah, we hang out. We hang out with his wife as well. But
right.
It's not the same.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Okay. Well, let's bring Josh in. Good morning, sedated Josh. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
See how down he sounds? See?
He sounds fine. All right.
Okay. So what's going on?
Yeah, Josh, give us your side. What's going on, man?
Honestly, I'm just tired. I'm tired. I have a wife now. I have a lifestyle. I'm trying to maintain my health, and I can't be going out and throwing back the shots like I used to.
It sounds like you're
my man.
How old are you guys? Real quick. How old are you guys?
I don't have the energy.
How old are you guys?
We're not raging age anymore, that's for sure.
Okay. So I'm guessing you guys are like in your 30s.
What, early 30s, probably,
that's
right?
That's my guess.
Yeah, early 30s, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coriel,
okay.
You're on the precipice.
I know, and I feel bad for Josh, kind of, because I'm slowly realizing that one foot is still trying so desperately to go out the door and be out all night, and then the other foot is like, no, I'm turning my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I'm sleeping all night long.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you just can't hang with Reed like you used to, and you're, what's going on?
And that's really pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to switch up my priorities, take care of my health, care of my wife.
But you hear that? This is a guy that
I miss having
use
fun.
The word priority.
You put it down right there. I miss going out and doing all nighters and raging, but.
But you got
the energy to do it now.
You got a lawn to take care of.
I just appreciate the words you guys use. I can't remember the last time I was like, "Hey, Rival Dad, let's go read."
I know. Okay, so Reed, do you try to get him to go out and
party?
Do you invite him out and stuff like that? And Josh just doesn't. Does he tell you no or what's up?
All the time, he says no, and he uses that P word. I have priorities.
You know what you ought to do? I'll just solve this. You need to buy a house, have kids, get a fire pit, and a Yeti cooler,
and
a really
like
nice
that.
Grill, and then just invite them over to your house to sit in the driveway around a fire pit drinking beers. You'll be happy as a clam, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, it would be different if he had kids, but he doesn't even have kids that he's slowing down like this.
So you think you guys he should get out of the house more and stop acting like he's just like
50
ball and chain to the home,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, JP, you're
exactly
almost there. Okay. Well, no, I mean,
he's worried rigor mortis is going to set in,
right? Exactly.
And he won't be able to go anywhere.
All right, exactly. So Reed, you want him to live a little more, and Josh, you're like, no, I just want to stay at home.
Listen, all he needs is a little PBR.
I would like to go out and rage like we used to. I would like to live more like that, but I need to prioritize staying home right now.
Okay, well, we
can't
clearly...
Can you guys just hear it in his voice,
Yes,
though?
We can, yeah. I do agree, though.
Very tame. Are you okay?
Somewhere his wife is sitting by a radio with her arms folded, and like, she's like, why do I get blamed for this?
She's sitting behind him with, like, finger guns out, and she's like, say you're happy.
Say you're happy. All right, well,
say you like it here.
Let's ask the people their thoughts on this.
Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
You're picking a side, Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Yes, Team Josh, life is slowed down. He shouldn't have to apologize for that. Team Reed, Josh needs to live a little more. He isn't that old.
Get a little bit more PBR in his GBR is what Reed said earlier. So, it's Josh who thinks that, you know, I'm married, life is slowed down for me. I shouldn't have to apologize for that. Reed thinks that his buddy Josh should live a little more. He isn't, like, ancient.
Right.
He needs just a little bit more PBR in his GBR.
On Facebook, KX969, Ridge commented, Team Josh, it's time for Reed to grow up and maybe follow Josh's example a little more.
Ooh,
nothing wrong with prioritizing your life and wife over getting drunk all the time.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
I am on Josh's side.
Okay.
Okay, why?
Because maybe he's trying to start a family and he needs to be home with his wife to settle things. Get stuff ready, get things together.
Okay.
You know, when you get married, it's a whole nother ball game. And having your friends still single, they don't see what you see.
Okay. All right.
That's a good perspective. PJ, he's just as torn as I am on Facebook. He says, I'm on the fence with both sides because I still want to go out and party and have fun. But then I also know that I'm going to pay for it. And then I'm like, not worth it. Time for bed. And Husker Nick made an awesome suggestion. Nothing wrong with barbecue and fire pit drinking in the driveway. So I don't know if I can pick a side. I'm in the middle.
Okay.
But Fawn also says, Team Josh. Like Ridge said. So what do you think?
Yeah, what side are you on? 466-9696, or you can let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On KX96.9.
So resetting for you where we're at, it's a couple of buddies. Reed, who actually reached out to us about his buddy, Josh. They used to rage.
Yeah, thick as thieves, it sounds like.
PBR and the GBR and had a good time with all kinds of...
Well, where are you getting this PBR and the GBR?
Because Reed said that.
Oh, Reed said PBR and the GBR?
Yeah,
he did say that
in the first segment. And so apparently there's a lot of history of them having a great time together. But Josh is now married and thinks that he needs to be home, and the word prioritize... keeps popping up.
It is. I'll be honest. That is a very boring word. It's an important
word. He's got a lawn to mow, you guys.
Word. He's got a house to take care of.
I wonder if he wears tall white socks now.
Oh, I would.
So you should. You should, actually.
I don't have any. Otherwise, I would.
We'll get you some. That way you can wear them around the neighborhood.
That'd be good.
And so we wanted you to pick a side on this one. Team Josh, life has slowed down. Shouldn't have to apologize for that. Or Team Reed, Josh needs to live a little bit more. He's not that old.
Yeah, I'm getting the vibe that Reed thinks Josh is being a little too lame too quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're only in their 30s, so it's like it's okay to...
His partner in crime is...
Whatever, man. You don't know living when you got those air cookouts and you got your tall white socks. You've got some sort of like big umbrella-looking hat. And to drive over to your neighbor's house on your riding lawnmower just to go sit over there in the driveway and talk. Like, there's nothing like it.
I hope they can take a page out of each other's playbooks right now in where they are in their lives. Because, I mean, maybe Josh can show Reed, like, what you just said, Husker Nick.
The good life,
like,
hey,
take my hand. Follow me this way into the land of sitting around in this garage and drinking beer.
I sat on a back porch drinking beers and grilling steaks with my best friend on Saturday, and it was the most fun I've had in a while.
Okay.
And it was awesome.
Maybe Josh, though, like, still needs Reed to be the rambunctious one. Maybe he still needs Reed to, like, you know, to, like, nudge him in that party direction so he can go out and, like, live a little still. I don't know.
Grilling steaks at 1 a.m.
That's living a lot.
I'll tell you that right now.
Christina is Team Reed. No need to go out every weekend, but you will regret not going out with your friends more than not mowing the lawn in time.
Ooh, JP, that's a good perspective.
When you moved away from your marriage,
yeah,
and you guys, when you were out single, JP, was that hard for your friends? Because you were wanting to just, like, let's go just
party.
Shotgun Zimas and party.
No, because it gave them an opportunity to come out again instead of...
So you were like the party leader.
I was.
They were like, oh, man, that JP. And then their wives are all like, he's probably talking them into getting divorces too now. Saying how great it is.
Never do that.
What JP's size? Out here like, I escaped. You could do it too.
Take my head. Let me show you the way.
Because I have some friends that are in good relationships. I would never do that to them.
If
I see what I saw, anyway.
You have not seen what I've seen.
Right?
You don't know.
You don't know what I have seen.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on Team Reed here.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Why
is that?
Right.
Get out and party a little. And plus, all my friends are married and have kids, so I need more friends like Reed.
Should we set up a party date?
We could.
Are you a single guy then? Is that right?
Yeah, let's make it happen.
All right. Got a party pal.
I'm going to go ahead and assume maybe he's single. I don't know.
He said he was. Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
Actually, neither one of their sides. I'm on his wife's side.
Ooh.
Okay.
Do tell.
So, like, I got married in my early 30s, and my husband wasn't really big on, like, going out much, whatever, but I was. So he was the same as Josh, of like, no, I need to be home, prioritize, do these things. Meanwhile, I'm like, go be with your friends. Don't give me that guilt trip. I still want to go out and do my thing.
Yeah.
I want time at home without you. Like, have your friends so I don't feel bad about having mine, and let's have a chance to miss each other. Because I kind of super love you, and then we can have even more fun.
Right, there you go.
Oh, my God, I love you.
That's kind of brilliant, actually. That's exactly the way it should be.
Yeah, and then go out and have a couple too many with your buddies and come home to me, and that's more fun. Right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Hey,
I like the way
everybody
you're thinking.
Happy.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounds like a good
idea. Okay, so she's a keeper.
Yeah. You guys can mark this down as May 26th. Right now at 7:44 was when Coryell decided she's ready to get married.
Wait, when did I ever say that?
I just could tell.
No, what?
You heard that lady and you were like, okay, that sounds like
okay, but that she was a nice lady. She was a nice lady.
All right, so far, where do you think we're at as far as who is the winner in this?
It's actually teetering 50-50, but I think it's just a hair over at this point for Team Josh.
Okay.
Team Josh.
That if he's slowing down, he's slowing down. He doesn't have to apologize for it, and he doesn't have to do what he doesn't want to do anymore.
So, Josh, in hearing even the lady we just talked to, what are your thoughts on you and Reed's relationship?
Huh. it's hard to say, but, you know, I mean, people change, people evolve, so I'll lay off a little bit, but, I mean, just every now and then would be fun.
Oh, so you know, Reed, you're okay with...
Oh, Reed, okay, we're talking to Reed. Okay.
You'd still like to at least go out every now and then. Okay, Josh, what do you think about that? Could you guys plan, like, something?
Yeah, I think that would actually be great. Going out every now and then is totally fine. I just can't be doing it
24/7.
Night after night, like we used to, but...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You run it back to the good old days? Absolutely.
Hey, Josh, if you want, like, a little slice of heaven... Go buy a tiny kiddie pool so you can put your feet in it while you're sitting in your driveway.
Oh, wow, you're such an old man.
Grilling food.
Beautiful.
I sit in my driveway on a daily basis drinking beer, grilling food with my feet in a kiddie pool. It's glorious. Don't let anybody
We're
act like that's
We're chock full of ideas
awesome.
For you.
I got a ton of them. I'm a pro at being an old dad now. This is awesome. Okay. It's so fun.
Well, guys, thank you for being on the show. Maybe set up a play date with each other.
A play date.
I mean, I don't know. Just it's good to get out and just enjoy life. Like that one lady just said, it's important not only just for you guys' relationship, but also for Josh's wife. I mean, that that separation, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. Aww.
So, just go down to Iguanas and drop a bunch of Iggy juice like you used to in your early 20s.
But then you need a whole day the next day to recover from that.
Not from
that.
Maybe.
Right. Just buy stock in Pedialyte. You'll be fine, Josh.
There you go. Pedialyte. Just go for it. Right. Elk Creek's here I
hey,
come.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys, and good luck.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys. And if you need our help, we're here for you every Wednesday. Couples Therapy, where the listeners decide your fate.